Russia's defense ministry says these are some of its troops which had been positioned on the border with Ukraine. They're returning to base after finishing training exercises.
As the training comes to an end, the troops, as usual, will march back to their home stations. Units from the southern and western military districts that completed their tasks already have started loading on trains and motor vehicles. They will start moving to their home bases. Individual units will march on their own in military columns.
While this raises hopes that tensions could ease between Russia and Ukraine, there are still large-scale military exercises taking place. And it's not clear how many units are being pulled back. News of the troops' drawdown came just as the German Chancellor Olaf Scholz arrived in Russia for talks with President Vladimir Putin, who said war was the last thing he wanted.
Do we want war or not? Of course we don't, and it's for that reason that we have submitted a proposal as to a negotiation process as a result of which there should be a guarantee for security for everybody, including our country.
Chancellor Olaf Scholz said some aspects of Russia's demands on Ukraine were worth considering while stressing the need for diplomacy to succeed.
Today I fully agree that diplomatic efforts have yet to be exhausted. We have to find a peaceful resolution to this crisis. Several troops have been pulled back, which is a good sign, and we hope that this will continue.
In the Belgian capital, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg expressed cautious optimism at the news of the Russian drawdown.
There are signs from Moscow that diplomacy should continue. This gives grounds for cautious optimism. But so far, we have not seen any sign of de-escalation on the ground.
Despite these intense diplomatic efforts, there are still many outstanding issues at the heart of the crisis. Vladimir Putin says he is ready to talk to U.S. leaders about Ukraine's request to join the 30-member NATO alliance. And he says that is a conversation which cannot be put off any longer, something both NATO and U.S. leaders have refused to discuss so far. And until that issue is resolved, it is now clear that this crisis could continue for months to come. Dorsa Jabari, Al Jazeera, Moscow.